Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning. Welcome to you and our radio audience. We're so thankful for you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program. For it's our purpose to speak only those things found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question or a comment, pro or con, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject and you'd like for us to spend time and study it on the program, let us hear from you. You can contact me at the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. At 9:30, 30 minutes after this program goes off the air, the East Abbotville Church of Christ will conduct a Bible study period. At 10:15, we will come together for a period of worship. Tonight at 5, we will assemble, and also on Wednesday evening at 7, we have a Bible study period. You're always invited to come and to be with us, and we urge you to do so, keeping these times in mind. If you're all impossible to come to be with us, be aware that eastabbotville.org is the website you can log on and be able to both see and hear the Bible study and the worship services of the church. Or you can do so on the church's Facebook page or on the church's YouTube channel. All of these are available to you to be able to see and hear the services of the East Abbotville Church of Christ. At 8 o'clock tonight, Pat Donahue has a 30-minute live call-in program called Bible Crossfire. He will give you his phone number. You can call him, ask a Bible question, and in return expect a Bible answer. That's tonight at 8 o'clock. And if you're unable to pick up this radio station at that time and have satellite radio, tune in to Sirius XM Channel 131 at 8 o'clock. Keep all of these things in mind. What we've been doing on the program now for the past few days is we've been looking at the fact that we understand things that people think of us that is strange, but really we're not disturbed by that because we know that when Paul went into the city of Athens in Acts 17, he preached a strange doctrine to them who were used to only worshiping idols. Remember, they had erected one shrine to the unknown God, and that was the one that Paul took the occasion to preach unto them, the one true and living God. And the reaction of the Athenians to the things that Paul had preached is stated in verse 20 of Acts 17, when they said, "For you are bringing some strange things to our ears. Therefore, we want to know what these things mean." Certainly, I'm sure that on this program there are things that we say that may seem strange to you. But I hope that you'll not only acknowledge those things as they are, but that you will want to know more of what these things mean. We've been looking at some common misconceptions regarding the East Abbotville Church of Christ. We, in our first lesson, looked at the fact that some people have the common assumption that we teach water salvation, and we devoted the program to explaining that is not the case. We believe that it is the blood of Christ that saves us, but we only come in contact with the blood of Christ when we are buried with Christ in baptism, as Romans chapter 6 teaches. We looked at a lesson also on a common assumption that people have, that we at the East Abbotville Church of Christ don't believe in the Old Testament. And we showed that that was true in the sense that we do not believe that the Old Testament is the law that is binding upon us today, because even people that claim they do believe in the Old Testament to that point don't follow what the Old Testament teaches. They may practice Sabbath day observance, but they don't practice circumcision. They don't practice the sacrifices, the burning of incense, the observances of all of the festival days that were commanded under the old law. So just to make the simple assumption that we don't believe in the Old Testament because maybe we don't believe in observing the Sabbath day, we must understand that if we observe one part of the law, we are a debtor to do the whole law, and that's what Galatians 5 and verse 4 teaches. Also, we looked in a lesson as to the common assumption that people have that we don't believe in Holy Spirit conversion. And the truth of the matter is that we do. It was the work of the Holy Spirit to reveal the Scriptures, the New Testament that you and I have a copy of. And it is through the things that the Holy Spirit revealed to the apostles and bringing to their remembrance the things that Jesus had taught them, as well as to be guided by the Holy Spirit into all truth, that we see the gospel is recorded in the revelation of the Holy Spirit. So every person that hears, believes, and obeys the gospel is converted to God, converted to Christ, have their sins forgiven because of the work that the Holy Spirit did in the revelation and the confirmation of God's Word, the New Testament. Then we looked at a common assumption that people have that, well, you know, David had music, but yet the church up there at East Albertville doesn't. And we explained that why do we want to imitate David on music when we also see other things in his life that we don't want to have anything to do with. He had multiple wives. He worshipped under the Levitical priesthood. And all of these things, do we want to bind these things today because David did them? Well, what proves too much. So we don't have authority in the New Testament for mechanical instruments of music and worship unto God. Then we looked at another common assumption that people have is that, well, the people up there at the East Albertville Church of Christ, they think they're the only ones that are going to be saved. Well, we're not the ones that are in a position, or anyone is in a position, to determine who is not going to be saved. All we must understand is the answer that Jesus gave in Matthew 7 and verse 21, when he said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but it's he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven." That's what we must be concerned with doing. Those are the ones that Jesus very specifically said will enter the kingdom of kingdom of heaven. They that do the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Then we looked at a lesson concerning the assumption that many people have that the East Albertville Church of Christ was started by Alexander Campbell. And we looked at and devoted an entire 15-minute study to that assumption, which is certainly not true. Because we read about the churches of Christ in Romans 16:16, and that was long before Alexander Campbell was ever even thought about being born. We've seen other historical evidence of the fact that the church of Christ existed long before either Thomas or Alexander Campbell came to the United States from Ireland. So that's a false assumption. Then yesterday we looked at the common assumption that we at the East Albertville Church of Christ teach salvation by works. And certainly we see that works is a part to play, but it is not the only thing that results in salvation. There is no one thing by which we are saved, but there are a multiplicity of things that saves us, and we must include them all in order to be absolutely sure that we are saved. In our study this morning, we'd like to look at one other common assumption, and that is that people say that the East Albertville Church of Christ, they condemn everybody else. Well, is this a true statement? You know, sin really is what condemns. The exposure of sin is what can save. So maybe it is that we at the East Albertville Church of Christ are being condemned. Are we being condemned for exposing sin? Is it right to only criticize those who do expose sin? And are all other groups okay because they never talk about other people's sins? So it is then that we should never excuse our sins or the sins of others. And we should always commend people that are willing to repent of sins. We should never commend people who continue to practice in sin. So let's look at the accusation. They condemn everybody else. Well, really, that's not a fair assessment. Should all sin be ignored? Well, if not, then how much sin should be condemned? And if all sin should be condemned, then why do religious people object to a group that tries to condemn all sin? So let's ask ourselves the question, did the early church reject other doctrines? Well, when we look in 2 John and read verses 9 and 10, there are no chapters in the book of 2 John. He says, "Whosoever transgresseth and abides not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. If any man come unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For they that bid him Godspeed are partakers of his evil deeds." So, was it wrong for them to condemn other faiths? Should they have accepted all other doctrines? Well, obviously not. And also, did the early church reject other religions? You know, we made the point earlier in the beginning of our study about Acts 17, when Paul went into the city of Athens and saw that it was completely given over to idolatry. And what we read in Acts 17, look at verse 22. Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "You men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious." And then we see Paul goes about to make mention of the shrine that he had saw, the altar that had been erected to the unknown God. And it was that Paul said, "Whom you ignorantly worship, him I declare unto you." And so he has the sermon on the true and the living, the one true and the living God. And it's in verse 30 that Paul made the statement, "The times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he has given assurance unto all men, in that he has raised him from the dead." So, what should the people of Athens, what should they have thought of themselves? Well, they should have realized the error they were in. They were religious, but they were wrong in what they were practicing religiously. So does, you know, the fact that people make this assumption against the church at East Abbeville, that they condemn everyone else, does these verses condemn everyone else? What about John 14, verse 6? Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Well, I think everybody is condemned by sin. So what Jesus is doing here is Jesus is trying to save everybody else. In Acts 9 and verse 2, it said, "Then Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogues of Damascus, so that if he found any who were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem." Notice here, Saul rejected a group of disciples who claimed to be of the way. They were trying to save everybody else. In Acts 16, we find that there was a girl that followed Paul and Silas. Well, this was Paul and Barnabas at this time. And in verse 17 of Acts 16, it said, "This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, 'These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation.'" See, we see that Christians should be commended in the same way for proclaiming unto us the way of salvation. And that's what we try to do at the East Albertville Church by means of this radio program that has been going on for years and years. We are trying to proclaim to others, the way of salvation. In Acts 18, notice what we have in verse 26 concerning Priscilla and Aquila and a man by the name of Apollos. It says, when Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. Apollos only knew the baptism of John, and so when he came into the city of Ephesus and preached, Priscilla and Aquila take him aside, and they explained to him that they no longer were under the commission of the baptism of John, but they were under the baptism of Jesus. And when they explained unto him the way more accurately, then Apollos changed his preaching and began to preach the truth. So churches of Christ should be commended in the same way for explaining the way of God more accurately. In the 19th chapter still of Acts, we read in verse 8 that he went into the synagogue and spake boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading concerning the things of the kingdom of God. But when some were hardened and did not believe, they spoke evil of the way before the multitude. He departed from them and withdrew the disciples, reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus. So is the East Albertville Church of Christ condemning everyone else, or are people still being hardened, and are people speaking evil of the way, as the occasion was here in Acts 19? Also in verse 23 of Acts the 19th chapter, it said, and about that time there arose a great commotion about the way. So what's happening here in the city of Ephesus is those that were worshippers of Diana, the goddess of the Ephesians, these idolaters, they felt like that the way, the disciples of the Lord, the church of our Lord, was condemning their gods and was hurting their business. But, again, it was the disciples who were trying to save everybody else. Over in Acts 24, we notice here in verse 14, but this I confess to you, that according to the way which they call a sect, so I worship the God of my fathers, believe in all things that are written in the law and in the prophets. Here Paul is given defense of himself. The Jews had tried to discredit Paul because he was concerned about their salvation, and he was concerned about the means that he thought that they were lost and in danger. Again, in Acts 24, with the same thing taking place, Paul giving his defense, it says in verse 22, but when Felix heard these things, having more accurate knowledge of the way, he adjourned the proceedings and said, when Lysias, the commander, comes down, I will make a decision on your case. See, some things you hear are just not accurate, even though you may have heard them. So here we see that Felix would really a more accurate knowledge of the way help people to understand how and why to respond to us better? I'm sure that it would, a more accurate knowledge of the way. It's over in 2 Peter, in chapter 2, that we read at verse 2, many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. See, was Peter condemning everybody else, or was he trying to save people from destructive ways? In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 15, it says, they have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who love the wages of unrighteousness. So again, is it possible that people today have forsaken the right way? And is it right to to try to point this out to people, like obviously Peter is doing here in 2 Peter 2, verses 15 and 16. On into verse 21 of 2 Peter 2, he says, "For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them." Now, there was a measure and standard that had been delivered. With it, Christians could measure when they or when others had turned from the holy commandment. So, what have we learned? Well, God has concluded all to be under sin and all to be condemned. Romans 3 and verse 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 6 and verse 23, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Another thing we've learned, hopefully, is that God has given one way to escape the justice of his wrath. In John chapter 3 and verse 36, "He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." See, we cannot preach to condemn. We preach to save. And that's the thing that people must understand. Now, the church at East Albertville is not condemning everybody else. We're simply trying to teach the truth of God's word. We're trying to teach the very thing that they can do in order to save themselves from their sins. Remember, Paul made the statement in Romans 1 and verse 16, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." So now we don't preach to condemn, we preach to save, and that is very important. You know, there are two ways to look at the early church, the church that we read about in the New Testament. We can look at it positively, like in Acts 16, when it says the girl that followed Paul and Luke and others in their journey, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation." But then there was another way that the early church was looked upon, and that was negatively. In Acts 16 and verse 20, "These men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city, and they teach customs that are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive, to or observe." You see the two different looks at the early church. One was positively, "They proclaim unto us the way of salvation." The other was negatively, "These men trouble us. They teach us things that are not lawful for us to do." And the truth of the matter was, those were the very things that they needed to do. Why is it that the majority seemingly take a negative view? Well, I believe John 15, beginning with verse 18, is the answer. Jesus said, "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also." You see, we must understand God's view oftentimes contrasts man's view. God's view is concerning the way of salvation. It tries to save everyone else. The way believes that God has delivered the holy commandment to verify that way of truth. And the way expects that if the head of the church, which is Christ, was rejected, then the church is not going to always be popular either. But on the other hand, with man's ways and all of his different religions and different religious beliefs and practices, they try to appease everyone else. They resent reminders that there is still the way of truth. And these ways that they want to try to use only deceive people, and they only keep people in a condemned condition. And the way of truth is blasphemed. What can we do? Well, in 1 Peter 2, in verse 12, "Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation." That's what we must continue to do. But friends, this idea, this assumption that we at the East Abbeville Church of Christ simply want to condemn everybody else is a false assumption. Again, this being Sunday and the first day of the week, we want to extend to you an invitation before we go off the air. In the next 30 minutes, we will be assembling to worship God at East Abbeville Church of Christ that meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431. We'd love to have you to come and to visit with us, observe the things that are being said and done. What you will observe is that we come together, we sing as commanded in Ephesians 5:19 and Colossians 3 and verse 16. We sing and make melody in our hearts unto the Lord. We sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. We pray unto God. We hear His word being proclaimed. It being the first day of the week, we partake of the Lord's Supper as the church at Troas did in Acts 20 and verse 7. And it is commanded of Christians upon the first day of the week to lay by in stores God has prospered. 1 Corinthians 16, verses 1 and 2. If you come and visit with us this morning, we'll not ask of you money. We'll not ask of you to lay by in store. We want you to simply come and bring your Bible and observe whether or not the claims that we make concerning following only the pattern that's revealed in the New Testament, if we are true to that claim. So again, we urge you to come. And if not this morning, then remember the services this evening at 5 and also on Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. If you are completely incapable of coming to the services, please keep in mind eastabbeville.org. It's a website that you can go to and be able to both see and hear the Bible study, the worship period on Sunday morning, on Sunday evening, and also on Wednesday evening. You can do so at the church's website, or if you are a Facebook fan, you can go to the church's Facebook page, or if you are a YouTube channel fan, you can go to the church's, the East Abbeville Church of Christ YouTube channel. Keep these in mind as an opportunity to both see and hear the Bible study and the worship period at the East Abbeville Church of Christ if you are completely and totally incapable of being able to come to the building. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you tune in tomorrow, and it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbeville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Abbeville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbeville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.